Today, we will learn lesson number 89 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are in the 22nd Perek, the 6th and 7th Mishnah. Perek Chof Beis, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin. Let's learn Mishneh Vov. We're still talking about the Kalas Kiseh, the bridal chair. And we've learned that it has a frame, and across the top of the frame extend three planks of wood, and they constitute the seat upon which the kallah sits. Three planks of wood. Kisei shenitel chipuyo hoemtsoi. Suppose of those three planks of wood which constitute the seat, the central one is missing, but v'hachitzonim kayomim, the left part and the right part, the one under her left leg, under her right leg, are still intact. Tomei, it's still Mekabel Tumah because it's still a functional chair. Indeed, continues the Mishnah, Nitlu Hachitzonim, if the two outer ones are both removed, V'ha'emtsoi Kayom, but the middle one remains, Tomei, it's still Mekabel Tumah because it's still a chair. There's still something in the center, so when she positions herself in the center, she can sit in the sit upon that central plank, that central chipuy emtsoi. However, says Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hoya roch of tefach, it has to be at least a tefach wide. If it's narrower than a tefach, no one sits upon a strip of wood that is that narrow. Kisei shenitlu shnayim mechipuyov ze bitzad ze. Suppose you have this seat composed of three karoshim, three planks of wood, and two adjacent planks of wood are missing. So let's say the left one and the central one is missing, or the right one and the central one is missing. So all you have left is one plank of wood, either on the left side or on the right side. Nope. Can't sit on that. You got to kind of lean over to one side when you sit. You can't sit that way. Nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva is metame. Rabbi Akiva says, it may not be a chair. So it's not metame tumas medris. But there still is place there, room there, for this chair, to function as a base kibble. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael seems to have a drawing where there's two layers to this seat. So under the seat, there's a base kibble, which the bride puts a jewelry or whatever, gifts, envelopes that she's getting in that little space under the seat. So even if the two planks which constitute the seat are missing, there is still, hold Rabbi Akiva, a click. It still is enough to be functioned as a kli kibul. So therefore, it is not mekabel tuma. But notice, it's not. Therefore, it is mekabel tuma because it's a kli eitz that has a base kibul. But it's not tomei tumas medris because it's no longer a chair. It is now a container, a drawer of some type in which you can keep things. However, the chachamim mitarim. The Chachamim say no. If two adjacent chipuyim are missing, and anyone who wants to sit on this chair has to lean to the left or lean all over to the right, very uncomfortable, so it's not ro'oi li'yeshiva, it's not fit for sitting. Sitting is no longer its function. It is a broken chair. A broken chair is not mekabel tuma. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, af kisei shel kalo, shenitlu chipuyov, when we speak of the bridal chair, and these chipuyim are missing, even if whichever combination of chipuyim are missing, but v'nishtayer bo beis kabolo, but in the chair there is a little receptacle, there's a little shelf, a little drawer into which things can be placed, so it is, it does have, it's a wooden kli with a beis kibul. So Rabbi Yehuda says, so what? Even if it has a bona fide base kibble, but if it was once a chair, and now the chipuyim are gone, so it's no longer can function as a chair, tohor, it's not mekabel tuma anymore, even if it has a base kibble drawer, mipnei shebot eloikar, its major function, it was designed and put together by a top flight carpenter as a chair. Now, it's no longer a chair. So its main function is gone. Botel. No, botel ho'iker u'botlo hatfelo. So its secondary purpose as a backup, it can also serve as a drawer for her to put her earrings in. No, that also became botel. That also was not considered a base kibble enough for this broken chair to keep it to be makabel tuma. Although the chair can function as a drawer, that function, drawer function, storage function is gone with the disappearance of its major function, the ikar function, which is yeshiva, which is sitting upon. And so we have completed Mishnayos Vov and Zion, and in the process concluded lesson number 89.